Hi, everybody. Welcome to Moose Parliament. It's the usual three and Kevin Sheehan as guest star.
Kevin Sheehan. I'm back.
He's back. We had a little bit of a debacle.
Fuck
with
Dan.
The original recording.
Fuck Dan.
Dan.
Fuck Dan.
Dan had a little bit of a fumble.
Fuck culprit. Dan.
All right. Fuck Dan. Okay.
Yep. Fuck Dan. Yeah. I won't say it, but I'll.
Dan.
Okay.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm glad you're acknowledging your
okay.
defeat.
Okay.
It's all right, Dan. Don't worry about it. So, how's everyone doing?
Fine.
Pretty well.
Good?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling fine, I think.
Great.
Yeah. I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic from Kevin. I'm doing okay. We should probably just get right into it since we're already here. What happened? What happened, Dan? What are we talking about today?
There was a, well, I think everybody knows there was a horrible shooting in Colorado.
Jesus Christ, Dan. We're laughing because Dan broke down.
But,
Dan, do you understand how many people died in that? At least 12, and you're laughing.
Yeah,
12
fatalities. And then there's just as many, actually, I think, in the hospital.
There are like or 56 injured.
No, I think
Dan.
there's 11.
This is no laughing
like
fucking matter. This is a serious.
This is pretty
joke,
Dan.
I think there's about there's 11 people that are actually critical. I think in the hospital.
Wow.
11 critical. Wow.
It's a lot. It's like more than half the people in the hospital from it are critical.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was truly horrible.
Sucks to suck.
It was a shooting. The guy had I think.
He had guns.
I saw a picture of it.
That motherfucker was loaded.
He was cocked, loaded, and ready to shoot some bitches down.
Automatic
weapons, and then two pistols. I think
they were all purchased legally. Everything, by the way.
Really?
Wow.
Guns, rounds, everything.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did not know that. Didn't know you could
yes.
have assault rifles.
You can. Yeah, you can.
In Colorado, I'm pretty sure you can.
Not military kind. Like you can't have fully automatic. I don't think.
Oh really?
I know the police chief at a press conference said that everything that he shot with was obtained legally.
Yeah.
And he had gas as well.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he had gas like this, so it would disorient the crowd.
Oh,
he threw gas canisters in.
You know, when I originally heard about it, I thought he like, you know, had like some kind of poison gas for some reason. I don't know why, but I didn't really hear. Well, I know, but I didn't really hear about it. But that's interesting that he had some kind of gas actually.
Yeah, if he was fitting his character, he thought he was the Joker. He would have laughing gas. I was telling you guys.
He was dressed up as the Joker.
Oh, was he?
No, he wasn't. He was.
I thought he had face paint on and then red hair.
I don't know about the face paint. I think... Oh, maybe you're right.
I think
but
he just has red hair.
Green hair.
I saw a picture of it in the post.
His hair was painted red and it had like orange and pink in it or something.
A lot of orange.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it in the post.
It looked ridiculous.
He showed up with a gas mask on.
Right.
Pussy.
Right, and people sort of thought he was dressed up as Bane character in the Batman premiere. He did show up at the Batman premiere. Pretty much everyone knows by now what it was. When was this? Was this Thursday? Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
Thursday night.
Because I was in the movie when that motherfucker was shooting up the bitch.
Which is...
I was enjoying the movie. Those people obviously were not because some of them were dead.
The
right.
Others had bullets inside of them.
Right.
Yes, they did.
So it's really terrible tragedy.
Heroically stopping bullets from entering other people.
Yeah.
Apparently. I haven't really heard most of the details of what happened, but...
You haven't heard?
Most of the details I haven't heard, no, but...
You said you heard something about the trial today, right?
I did. I actually saw some clips from the trial.
He does plan... His trial definitely has not started yet.
Well,
I think it was arranged.
This is going to go on for you to say.
I don't know much about law or anything, but yeah, it was that.
He obviously pleaded not guilty.
He did not speak at his arraignment.
He didn't speak at all.
I think he pled insanity.
Well, obviously, he's not going to speak. His lawyers are going to speak.
He looked like really completely out of it, and he was like...
Yeah.
Maybe because he finally realized that he was going to die.
Maybe.
Because Colorado does have the death penalty.
Will they use it?
They will, absolutely.
You think so?
I would be seriously shocked if he does not get the needle.
Well,
yeah. Well,
if they prove that he's not insane.
Right, that's what they're...
He was not insane.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Really?
No.
You don't think he's insane?
Why would
People
a not...
Seem to think
why
that
would,
perfectly
why
sane.
Would a not insane person... Actually, no, I'm sorry. Why would an insane person tell the police... not to go into his apartment because it was booby-trapped. If he was insane, he would have let them go in.
I actually would argue the opposite. Why would a sane
person... It
could have
been, you know, he was insane. He could, you know, be claiming that he was insane during that period of time. that caused him to do all it. And afterwards, he gained some clarity.
Well, apparently the reason why the bombs were there was because he hated all of his neighbors, and he had loud music playing.
Right, I heard
when
the
police
music too.
First came, so that one of his neighbors would check on him, open the door, and right. blow the bitch up.
Which he almost did, according to a news report.
Well, I did not know that.
A brief interview with her, she said something, quote unquote, stopped her from turning the handle because she was going to complain about the music.
Maybe she was about to have sex or something. Who knows?
Maybe.
Maybe. I heard that his mother, her first reaction was that she wasn't surprised at all.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I heard that she was like, not surprised.
Wow.
Yeah, first hearing it. And like when she first heard the news, she thought it was her son.
What a great mother.
Wow.
Right.
What a great
That's
person.
Horrible. I saw like one of his friends said, didn't expect this. Apparently, he had at least one friend. He was like, "I totally didn't expect this, but that doesn't matter because he obviously did it."
Yeah.
So
he was supposed to be, I don't know if he was a social guy, but he had a PhD. So
or
I mean,
he was in grad school.
Yeah. So I mean, he was apparently a
or
smart
he had,
dude.
He just dropped out of grad school.
Smart dude, and he was a book smart dude. Not
yeah. Right.
All
right.
Well, Dan and Brennan. So when Greg does this, what should we say to them? Like, should we say that we knew it was coming?
Hmm.
Because in case you haven't looked in Greg's basement, he's got all the tools to do it.
Those are his dad's tools. He can't touch
yeah.
them.
However, there's a reason why Greg is called HJ. He's learning the tricks of the trade.
Mm. Right. But he's not allowed to actually act until his father dies.
Jesus.
Well, but he might kill his father, rise up, just like the Dark Knight rose.
That's not in the plans. I'm telling you right now.
And step out of his father's shadow and make a shadow for himself.
Nope.
You think so? But then he'll be competing with his father.
No, because his father's dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly, though.
That's how he would step out of his father's shadow. He would kill his father. And then the tools would become
his
inherently.
I think Greg loves his dad.
I do. He's a good man.
He's a good man? Good. Great. I'm still waiting for the scapegoat to come out of this trial. This all-for occurrence.
Oh, yeah.
Whose
fault it
is? Yeah, at Columbine... They pointed to Manson, other shooters.
Who he was, mimicking or something.
Who's going to be like?
Yeah, who are they going to fucking blame for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they could blame Heath Ledger, but
stuff.
I've heard that.
That bitch is also dead.
That would be ridiculous if they blamed Heath Ledger.
It would.
That would be pretty terrible.
I mean,
he has a daughter
while he was still alive.
Heath Ledger. Okay. Cool.
Who gives a shit?
Well, I feel like that would reflect pretty poorly upon her if her dad got, like, blamed for...
I think the way her dad died is already enough
of
a problem.
I don't know. Did he commit suicide?
He died of a sleeping pill overdose.
That's pretty bad.
I think they ruled it an accidental death.
Accidental overdose, yeah. I think, is what it was ruled.
I'm not a great...
No, not really.
But apparently, to play the Joker role, he had to... immense himself in dark books.
Well, he went into character.
Right.
To go into character.
Yeah.
Right.
And which that was probably the best performance and act I've seen out of any actor.
It was really good.
To portray a character that wasn't himself.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it was very different from anything I've seen him play. I haven't seen him in that many things. So I'm in a Knight's Tale.
That was good. That was a good movie.
I've never seen Brokeback Mountain.
I haven't either.
His role in that is very different.
I did not see the gay parts.
You're quick to point that out?
Yeah.
Yes, well, because Dan gave me a look like he was sizing me up because he found out I was gay. And Dan, I regret to inform you, I am...
It's a shame.
Oh, wait, heterosexual.
How do you guys feel about gun control? Because I know that's always the first thing people point to.
What is it, the Second Amendment? To bear arms? What is it?
Second.
Yeah, second after freedom of speech.
I think, I agree that it's important that people can have guns.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I think actually...
I don't think anyone should have access to fully automatic weapons.
No. Yeah. I don't think so, either.
I don't know if we are allowed to have fully automatic.
I highly doubt it.
New York City, you're not allowed to.
I was going
to
say, I'm pretty sure the state of New York has the strictest gun laws in the United States.
Yeah,
especially New York City.
Illinois has very, very strong gun laws as well. But everywhere else isn't that extreme.
I was under the impression, I haven't really, actually researched this much, but I was under the impression that in the United States you're not allowed to have fully automatic weapons at all.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an accurate assessment.
I'd be very surprised if people were allowed. But just because it's illegal doesn't mean people can't get them.
Right.
Which is something that I heard. I don't know where, but I saw something that said that you know, guns should be made illegal, sarcastically, of course, because criminals follow the rules and they don't break laws.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that was it. Just the idea is that of course that If you make guns illegal, it doesn't mean that somebody who plans to do illegal things with them isn't going to get them anyway illegally.
Right. Well, I think any sort of control of an object, anything, is it's going to fail. People always end up getting shit, even if
controlling marijuana is doing real wonders.
Exactly.
Right now.
War on drugs has failed. Prohibition failed.
Correct.
I don't know. Greg and Kevin, how do you guys feel about gun control?
I don't know. I've never been a huge gun person. I don't really see the point of having a gun. But I guess if people want to have a license, I think your point about comparing it to sort of the drug trade is a good one. People are going to have guns. And I think
Even if it's not something that can happen, like gun control, even if it would fail, do you think people should be allowed to have guns?
At all? No. Honestly, no. Not really.
Okay.
I don't really see a reason for it.
You don't see any reason. Kevin, what do you think?
Second Amendment is there for a reason. The United States government.
I don't trust the government.
I don't believe has a right to tell me that I cannot own a gun.
I think it would be against it would be against our own rights to disallow ourselves to protect ourselves.
Right. I mean I think it was initially put there
for our protection.
Because we needed guns to fight the British.
British. If you think back to just the start of the United States, it wasn't a concrete institution yet. You had the Articles of Confederation, right? That was a fuck-up. They had rise-ups constantly, state rebellions, that kind of shit. But I think it's still important. You can't just surrender yourself to a government and just sort of assume that it's in your best interests.
And say, well, that's good enough, yeah.
So your view on not having guns is the government has guns, so why shouldn't we have guns kind of thing?
Sort of, yeah. I think we should be able to protect ourselves. If the government fails, I don't want the military to be the next thing in line. Fuck that. I think the people
Which
should
it is anyway.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't want just a clear path of, you know, there's no resistance.
Martial law.
Okay.
Yeah. And same thing with police. The police have guns, and I don't trust the police either, but...
Okay. I think the flaw in that is if the government or the military or the police wanted you dead, you'd be dead. They have the technology. They have the firepower.
They have to find me first.
They do have to find you first, I suppose. But
so I'm also hard, motherfuckers can't find me.
Right. So what you're saying is, we shouldn't have them just because it's bound to fail anyway.
No, I'm saying that your argument that we should have them because, what if like, some crazy person takes over the government and tries to kill us?
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, we're fucked anyway. So
right. So what I'm saying is, you don't think we shouldn't have them because we're gonna lose anyway.
Yep, that's about the gist of it.
Right.
All
right,
Greg, so 15 years from now, you have 3 kids and a wife. You have no alarm system.
Why do I have no alarm system?
Because you're
no
a fucking
system.
Idiot and you don't buy an alarm system.
Because someone's going to break in anyway.
Okay.
So.
Right, why would you have an alarm?
So, you hear glass break in your
it's
house
not gonna stop
and you
them.
Go check it out. And you see a robber with a knife and a ski mask. What are you going to do without knowing that you don't have a gun? So you go downstairs because you don't keep your gun next to you where you sleep. You go downstairs like a fucking idiot with no way of protecting yourself. What do you do when you see him?
Yeah, I would take some sort of other
You keep weapon. A bat handy?
What if he has a gun?
What if he has a gun?
Then you're fucked.
You know, that's a scary situation.
Then I'm a little fucked. Yeah.
Self-protection in itself is an important thing.
I agree with the gun control laws that are in place, which are it's almost impossible to get a carrying permit unless you really need it.
Right.
And
yeah,
even in the city, it's almost impossible to carry around a gun in the city anyway, let alone have a gun in your apartment.
You can't even carry nunchucks.
But I think the fact that guns are so readily available makes it easier for them to get into the wrong hands. And that's... I mean, I don't know. I don't have a huge issue with the fact that people should have guns. I just don't. I'm never going to own a gun. I'm never going to buy a gun. I don't feel that that's
I don't think I will either, actually.
I probably won't, but I still think it's important for other
people.
I'm
without a doubt going to own probably at least two guns.
Yeah?
Yes. One, definitely a shotgun.
Okay.
I want to pump that bitch out. If I'm ever going to pump somebody full of lead, I want to do it with a shotgun.
Yeah, pump them full of lead.
That's
get
right.
A Tommy gun.
Oh. That's a very... Well, that is fully automatic,
though.
That
is so fully automatic.
Pack and heat.
Go hard or go home.
You really wanted to say pack and heat, didn't you?
Kind of. But yeah, even if I don't own a gun, on principle, I think as citizens of the United States, we should have the right to protect ourselves, whether it be from a criminal or the government.
America.
I just don't trust... The powers that be to protect me or have me in their best interests.
America!
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I sort of see where
you're
coming from.
And that you don't have to agree with it.
No, I don't have to agree with it.
But the problem I have is that people in your position, they say,
pussies,
I'm never going to own a gun, so no one else should own a gun, and I don't think it should work. I'm not saying that's what you believe. I'm saying
people
in your position.
I don't know. If I had my druthers, I would say that nobody should have guns. But I don't. I'm not going to go out of my way to like go on like rallies to be like no gun. No, no. I don't think that's a good idea. Like I think if people want to own guns, I don't agree with you. But go ahead. It's within your right to do so, and I don't really have an issue with it. And
do you
I think
feel
that's
safe being the only person without a gun around all these people that...
Greg knows Taekwondo.
Greg knows nothing of the sort.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
See, it's usually me that cuts out the legs from under it, but you did it that time.
I know.
He also did that with Comic Effect. You're saying Greg doesn't know anything, which is contributing to the joke.
Ah,
but
yeah,
sort of
that's
the opposite.
That's fucking hilarious.
Ha,
Greg's stupid.
See, right, you did just took out the joke.
See, well, Greg, you also just fired shots upon yourself. It's not a very good, like, usually you should let other people do that. You shouldn't be the one to do it yourself.
So who would you guys blame for this? Do you guys have any good ideas who we should blame?
Greg.
I blame the mother.
Yeah.
With
good
that
answer.
New information, I mean...
Yeah, about her not being surprised?
That's...
Why wasn't she surprised?
Why would you ever say that?
I don't know.
Because she's not surprised. She's speaking her mind.
If that's true, then that's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
What I found
this
with mothers,
fucked up.
What I found with mothers,
yes, is
that they love their children more unconditionally than any other
mother.
Person.
Do you think they'll drop the bomb?
Thanks for that. So, mothers love their children unconditionally, and with this unconditional love comes this sort of like. Sense that they can do no wrong or little wrong or not kill 12 people and injure 50 others. And if you don't believe, if you believe that your child could do something like that, then something is wrong. Something's got to be wrong there.
Yeah.
And I'm very inclined to blame the mother.
Okay. Kevin, thoughts?
To be honest with you, I don't have enough information to blame someone.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of what the show's about, not having enough information. And
right.
Well, I mean, honestly, well, I would just blame Greg.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
That's fair.
Yeah, right. I see where that comes from.
Because HJ is influencing mass murder and violence all over the country.
We should all send letters, including you, Greg, that say that we suspect Greg Spitz of being... of assisting in the plotting of the...
Well, I think Greg's a communist, to be honest with you, but that's just me.
What do you guys think of maybe the blame going into the actual movie itself?
stupidest.
I think that's horseshit.
Well, why do you think that?
Because it's a movie.
Because it's a
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Okay.
I don't think that.
I can make a movie about Greg rising up to become Hitler and killing all the Jewish people.
And that's a distinct possibility at this point.
And if Greg watches it, and he does it, can't really blame the movie. It was Greg's choice to do it.
Apparently, in the 80s, when the song The Warrior came out, I don't know who it's by. I don't know if you know it. It's a pretty good song, actually. But
good song.
Apparently, when it came out, somebody went, maybe not on a spree, but killed at least one person, and they were banning the song from the radios. It's a...
Wait, hold on. You said a spree, but they killed one person.
I said maybe a spree.
I was going to say, because, I mean, one person killing spree, that's kind of pussy.
Right, I know. But at least one person was killed, and maybe not even having anything to do with the song, but they took the song off the radio for a while, and they were banning it and stuff, and it's just...
I heard Canada... has a lot of songs banned.
Fuck Canada.
From the radio. Really? Yeah.
Hate Canada.
Have you guys heard about Jamie Roars? He was one of the victims and the... well, not a victim, but he was at the movie theater with his girlfriend and two kids. One of them was a baby. Baby son named Ethan. And he has a four-year-old daughter, too.
Right.
And when the shooting started, Jamie left the movie theater... leaving his girlfriend and two kids by themselves to fend off the gunner. And where he went, you may ask? He went to his car and drove around for a little while.
What a man.
That's what he did, yeah.
That's a real man
right
there.
That's
thing I've ever heard.
Extremely
cowardly.
That's a real man.
That
fighting for survival. What a great
trouble.
Guy.
I can't necessarily be... I mean, I can be mad at him, but I can't say that he's... He's a complete piece of shit.
I could say that.
He's a complete piece of shit.
I don't know how you're going to react in it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, but he is a piece of shit.
Yeah, okay. That's
I
fair.
Don't know how
okay.
I would react, but I can. I want to think.
Fucking be that.
I want to think that I would be able to
stick
around
like
for my
well.
For my kids and my girlfriend. But if I didn't, I would be a piece of shit, too, if I left them.
Yeah.
But I also heard that... he actually tossed the baby to James Holmes and then sprinted out of the theater shouting YOLO.
Okay.
Live once.
That didn't happen.
See, I wonder if James asked him if that was the motto.
Right, yeah.
I wonder.
Is that the motto?
It could happen. What I found funny was that...
That is indeed the motto, Greg. You dumb fuck.
Soon after after the incident happened, the guy proposed to his girlfriend. And it's like, do you take to love, protect? Well, maybe not the last part, but yes to the rest of those.
What a pussy.
You
part.
A bit of a pussy, yeah.
I was actually thinking, if I was in that theater, I mean, well, actually, the people, I want to know how the theater was designed. Like, in the city center, there's rows above the exit, like past the exit.
Yeah, I think
so.
I don't think it's like that.
I was gonna say because if he would have started to shoot like that,
the people in the rows after the exit, like I know if I was in it and I heard shooting, I would look around to see who's shooting. I would tackle a motherfucker.
I don't think people realize that it was an actual real thing.
It's true.
Oh, because it was during the movie, right? It was like midway through the movie.
They thought maybe someone was, if it may have been part of the movie, it could have been a trick someone was doing, like throwing firecrackers or some bullshit like that. Yeah. So people sort of hesitated at first on reacting.
Honestly, people are kind of stupid because have any of you guys ever heard a gunshot?
No, I don't think
I've heard a gunshot from far away. I've never heard a gunshot from up close, but
no,
it's got to be pretty fucking loud.
Yeah.
I mean, if I hear a loud noise, I jolt and I look around to see what the source of the noise was. So, I mean, I hope at least somebody else jolted knowing that there's no way that could be part of the movie because a gunshot.
Right.
Well, Jamie did. He
crazy.
Left his girlfriend and two kids behind.
Yeah, obviously.
And also a guy, another guy that was in the movie theater actually put himself in front of the girlfriend and two kids.
Yes, actually.
Sacrificed
apparently
himself.
Three boyfriends did that.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. But, no, Jamie went to his car and sent a good text, hey, baby, you shot? To his girlfriend.
I feel like he sent her a text that said "got shot" with a question mark.
Yeah,
got shot.
Got shot. Don't get blood in my truck, please.
Hope all's well.
How's the baby doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rick.
It's fucking crazy, isn't it?
Well, I think there's a lot of talk about like the why to all of this, and that's what's really.
I don't know if we're gonna know.
I think
we won't know, but
we will never know.
Brendan made an interesting point before, and I'd like him to share it with us now.
Well, he's fucking crazy, right?
He's crazy.
The thing that always happens with this shit when a crazy guy shoots up any place, a movie theater, etc.
Right.
They look for answers, and it's usually just some psycho's rhetoric.
Right.
It's like I'm the dark Joker. I'm just fulfilling the dog's needs. You're what? Like, people are expecting a logical explanation out of something completely illogical.
Right.
It just doesn't work. And it, people are going to hear this guy, this crazy guy's, his whole, his motivation behind it, but it's going to be nonsense.
He had some family problems or he
not
was...
even. His wacko explanation.
Oh, okay.
To
his, like, from him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, and that's exactly what he wanted, right? His whole point of it was to spread his stupid message.
Right.
Yeah, that's what my take on it was.
I doubt we will ever know, because trials in this country are not about the truth. They're about winning the case. Mm-hmm. So, like, for a defendant like this motherfucker, he's going to plead insanity. Whether he's insane or not, we truly will probably never know.
Yeah.
I don't...
But... His best defense is probably
insanity. If he is insane, I'm sure psychiatrists, psychologists will do analysis on him.
I have a good amount of faith in the ability to determine somebody's, you know, sanity and something like that. But but I don't know, man. You know, I'm sure it's possible.
Yeah, with
to fool some, you know,
the prosecution will probably find at least one psychiatrist that says that he right. knew right from wrong at the time of the crime. Therefore, he cannot.
Right. I really hope so.
Mm.
You really hope so? What?
I mean,
I hope that the prosecutors find someone. I don't think he was crazy.
It's not a concrete case right now.
I think he was just a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Well
I'll definitely think he's a fucking idiot.
We do know this. Whether he's insane or not, he's not seeing the light of day ever again.
Right.
Right, yeah.
And that is a metaphor for he will never be a free man again. Because he will see the light of day in prison and in the psychiatric hospital, but there's no way he will get out. And I kind of hope he gets put on the capital punishment trial.
Death penalty, yeah.
Because I want him to
sit on
death row for 15 years, because a lot of studies have shown that death row itself is worse than the execution.
Why is that?
Because you spend 23 out of 24 hours in a day in your cell.
Mm.
You have no outside communication with anyone. I think visits are a privilege. They're not granted to you.
Right.
I think you get like an hour a week for visitation, and that also includes your lawyer. So if you have to see your lawyer for any appeals or anything,
right,
then
that's your time.
Then that's your time, so you're fucked.
And you also have to go every waking moment thinking, oh, I'm possibly going to be killed.
Yeah.
And you have no contact with anyone. That is how death row is set up.
Hmm. Well,
it was
very
expensive, though.
Fucking tragedy.
It was.
Probably the biggest story of the summer, I think.
Besides the actual movie of The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I thought was the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
I liked it. I think this definitely blows Daniel Tosh right out of the water.
I think so.
I don't think anyone's ever going to talk about that ever again.
I hope not, because it's a stupid thing. Yep. But I think we'll move on to our next...
Wait, hold on. Go back. What are you talking about, Daniel Tosh?
We'll go back to Daniel Tosh.
Okay.
Yeah, why did
Daniel Tosh,
we've already touched on this, but Daniel Tosh said some things that vaguely made a joke about rape, potentially. There's no real concrete witnesses or stories.
The story is still... a little bit shaky.
Oh, so Tosh already had a show about the dark about the shooting?
Uh-uh.
No. This was weeks ago.
Oh,
in a comedy show.
In a comedy club,
he said something. He supposedly said something to a woman, insinuating that
she should be raped.
She should be raped, but in a sort of a joking way. And he also probably didn't actually say that.
Yeah, probably not.
But there was a whole.
But that does sound like something Daniel Tosh would say, right? Though.
Yeah.
It was my bad.
It's cool. So we're gonna move on to the Penn State thing. The NCAA is putting their restrictions on Penn State, which I think as of now is they strike Joe Paterno's wins, all of his wins since 1998 or 99. 98. Took all of his wins off of that. They're taking away 10 scholarships. I think I was talking to, I don't know if it's yearly.
Over the course of 4 years, I think.
Over the course of four years. Yeah. Every year?
I think it's 10 for 4 years or something.
Well, because your amount of scholarships is the same for every year.
Right.
So, like, say Penn State got 25 scholarships, they're going to have 15 over the next 4 years.
And they're also.
When the guys graduate, then they open up new scholarships.
They're not allowed to participate in the playoffs for the next 4 years.
Right.
So, what do you guys think about that?
All right. Well, I just want to say, before we even talk about Penn State, I think the NCAA is the biggest hypocrisy in the United States.
Why is that?
NCAA is
The NCAA makes so much money off of athletes, and the athletes see nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
The NCAA is like a dictatorship. The NCAA can control where an athlete can and cannot transfer to. That in itself is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Whether or not the NCAA has the right to tell me if I'm a college football player where I can and can't go to school if I want to transfer out, if I hate my head coach.
Who
is the NCAA to tell me that I can't go somewhere else?
The NCAA also tends to make a lot of mountains out of molehills in terms of, like, coaches doing, like, really little. I saw once they suspended a coach for, like, buying his, like, a kid a bagel something, and, like, that's not allowed. And there was, like, a huge suspension over that. But, like, there's a whole lot of, like, a ton of, like, illegal recruiting going on that they just don't seem to.
But what kind of bagel was it?
Yeah.
I believe it was a sesame seed bagel.
That's some bullshit.
All right, fine.
If it was are you trying to hate on sesame seed bagels right now?
At least to make it like a cinnamon raisin bagel.
Are you trying to hate on sesame seed bagels right now? That's the question I asked you.
Jesus.
Greg, calm down.
So what do you guys think of the verdict? Do you think it's fair?
Fucking love sesame seed bagels.
I don't.
You don't think it's fair?
I disagree completely with all of the wins being vacated. I understand the scholarship... scholarships being taken away.
Yeah.
I understand the postseason ban. The $60 million Penn State can just shit that out of their ass.
Well, that's a question though. Can they now that all this is being?
Oh yeah, they're done to them. They're still fine. They'll
still
be in
tons of sports.
It's Penn State. They're fine.
They'll still be in the black.
They're fine.
But the
wins thing, I don't agree with at all, because what happened with Jerry Sandusky was one of the worst things I've ever heard of in my lifetime of 19 years. However, none of that had to do with what was being played for on the field. Like, as bad as that sounds, what happened with Jerry Sandusky had nothing to do with football itself. The NCAA sanctions that took away the wins, anytime the NCAA takes wins away from a team, it is because they broke the rules. They cheated somehow. Penn State did not cheat. They just harbored a child molester.
But
so
what I think the issue was is that various people actually knew about it and just brushed it off to the side and covered it up because they didn't want it to get in the way of the football.
Right. The whole reasoning behind it was they don't want winning by every means necessary to be literal.
Yeah.
The other punishments, I think, were designed to punish Penn State football as a whole.
Yeah.
But the vacating the wins thing is designed to punish Paterno individually.
Yeah.
They're
also picking Paterno because he's dead.
Right.
Right.
He's an easy pick.
Because he can't defend himself. However, his family is working very, very diligently to defend him.
They also took down the statue.
Yes.
Which I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah, they should have just put it in the library as a reminder for the kids to keep quiet.
Wow.
Shots fired.
It's a good one.
Damn.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew.
But this pretty much ruins the Penn State football program, wouldn't you say?
For a little while, I think.
For a little while. A few years, I would say.
I hope it does for a little while.
I think they do deserve some punishment. It's fucked up.
It.
I would not be surprised if they ended up going D2 in 5 years. like 2 or 3 years. There, the NCAA is allowing all Penn State players, if they want
to transfer,
to,
right?
To transfer without right. any penalty yeah, of having to sit out yeah. for a year. If I was a Penn State player and I had aspirations of going to the NFL, right. I would bolt from Penn State.
Yeah.
Because you pretty quick. Because your stock rises greatly when you play very good in a bowl game.
Yeah.
Right. And they can't play in any bowl games.
Correct.
I think that's probably not going to happen as often as we think in terms of people transferring. I think the Penn State community is sort of bonded together, and
but the football players that want a fucking yeah. career,
yeah,
they why are would, going why to would leave. They stay around if they can't play they in the playoffs or get a good scholarship besides yeah. the?
However, yes. Penn State might not even have any prospects that could go to the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they do.
Honestly. I don't know anything don't know about that.
The thing is, a 4-year ban from the bowl doesn't really affect them for 4 years, though. I mean, as far as getting new people, right? Because you can start training.
Well, it absolutely affects them because from a recruiting standpoint, because why would I want to go to a school that can't play in a bowl game? Like, say we go undefeated.
Well, that's
we can't that's we, what we I mean. Can't if do you, anything about that
if
in
like let's
in the
say
playoffs.
2 years from now or maybe 3. Would it then be, it would make sense.
I see
to,
what you're saying, because if you're a freshman coming in, you'll still be able to compete.
By the time
next
you're
2 years,
playing,
a
year or two later, you'll be actually able.
It's
to
really
be
only
compete.
Affecting the freshmen now. It's most affecting the freshmen now.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
which is good for at least a year or two.
A couple of years,
new recruits.
I don't think this isn't something that's just going to go away, though. I mean,
I'm honestly not sure the Penn State football program can survive this.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you look 40 years from now, they're going to look back and for more than 10 years, they're going to have just losses on their
records. Penn State can survive because they didn't get the death penalty. It's just they probably will be very terrible, but they are going to survive. There will always be a Penn State football program.
Yeah. And
I don't think going D2 is an option for them. I think it's either going to be they stay D1 and they become a relevant program again, or they do not. Their program disbands.
You're saying Penn State itself would cancel its own football program.
Yep, would get rid of it.
I don't see how that's going to happen.
I don't see how that's going to happen
really?
Either.
The entire city revolves around the football program.
That is a major problem, though, that it's going to affect a lot of small businesses.
Just going to say a lot of small businesses definitely rely on those Saturday games.
It's a sort of inevitable fallout from it, but it does suck. And
it does.
I don't know what they can really do about that.
Small business owners right now are definitely shitting their pants.
Yeah. Everyone that's been interviewed from that part of Pennsylvania has just been...
worried.
Yeah. They've been worried, and they've been completely defending Paterno and the legacy of Penn State.
Which they should, because they're loyal, and obviously they grew up with Joe Paterno being their idol.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
There's a lot of loyalty that's going on. I guess that sort of makes sense as to why they wouldn't cancel the program, but...
But they didn't. The school didn't dispute the.
They couldn't because if they did, then they would have the death penalty probably for at least another 4 years.
Yeah, they really bent over. Right.
They got bullied into accepting the sanctions.
Yeah. Right. All right, guys.
Which actually is what the NCAA is, by the way, just a big fucking bully, and who can fuck with the NCAA because the NCAA is Fidel Castro to Cuba.
But you'd think that if Penn State is a huge cash cow for them, they would calculate it so that it doesn't completely destroy them. I don't know how this works.
I'm convinced the NCAA president showers in gold and shits out bricks of $100 bills.
Doubloons.
Maybe eats small bits of gold with
everything. I honestly feel like he just eats money. He eats money, he shits money, he showers with money, he fucks using a money condom. Actually, no, probably a diamond condom from Africa.
That just sounds like it hurts. That would just that just sounds
awful. Yes, but he has so much money that he could invent a new diamond condom that pleasures
both
of them.
Why don't you go for something more...
It's like fire and ice, Greg.
More scarce and valuable.
Like what?
I don't know. Something that works better as a condom, though.
And diamond?
Other than diamonds.
Speaking of condoms.
All right. I think that does it for today's show. This has been Moose Parliament. Hope you guys have a good day, morning,
yeah,
you know, whatever it
evening.
Is. Evening, sure, why not?
Midnight snack.
Shazam!
Shazam, yeah.
Lunch, do we say
time
lunch?
Of day. Twilight. What?
Do we say lunch?
What I'm hungry.
Hi, Sam.
Kevin's hungry. Lunchtime.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam. Goodbye,
hi,
everyone.
Sam.
Goodbye. Ta-ta for now.
Peace out, bitches.
Penis.
Lucid rolled, branches fell. Where we were, I could not tell. Village green has long turned brown. Haunted house has been torn down. Has been torn down.
La la la, la la la.
Pieces of her lie everywhere. I turn away to stop and stare. Everything, nothing, the meaning is clear. Lucid roll, but I'm still here. Village green has long turned brown. Oh.